The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 465.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a certified financial planner and also the co-founder of Blue Ocean Global Wealth, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Margarita Cheng. Margarita, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for listening, friends. So I'm Margarita Cheng. You can call me Rita. And I'm a certified financial planner. That's kind of boring. What does that mean? I help clients, particularly ladies, gain confidence, clarity, and control about their financial lives. So confidence to be able to plan, clarity about what's important to them, and the ability to take action. Finally, can control. It's okay to be a control freak. We may not be able to control the equity or stock markets. We may not be able to control interest rates, but we can control how we react to global events. We can control how we invest and save and plan for our futures.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your cultural background?
Sure. So I am half Chinese. My dad was born in China and came to the U.S. by way of Taiwan. In fact, dad would joke, he's like, I'm a southerner. I'm from southern China. My mom is American, and so she is from Irish and Eastern European heritage. And growing up, I was born in New York, and I lived in Texas, the Netherlands, Japan, and I've settled here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Margarita, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
Sure. My favorite quote is by Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx. Don't be intimidated by what you don't know. That can be your greatest strength and ensure that you do things differently from everyone else.
Thanks for sharing that. I think, you know, it's a great quote because we feel like if we do something different from the rest, something's wrong with us, when really, you know, that's what makes us different and people will gravitate to us because we do something that's totally out of the box, right? So I really love the quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I really like what Dalai Lama said. With the realization of one's own potential and self-confidence in one's ability, one can build a better world. So basically realizing your own potential and having confidence in your own potential and knowing you can make our world a better place.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's so important. When you can believe in yourself and know your capabilities, your potential, then yeah, like you mentioned, you can go out there and take action regardless, you know, making mistakes along the way. You just know that what you have is so awesome that you're just going to keep going. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, you know, growing up, a lot of people did laugh at me. I think that, not laugh at me in a condescending way, I am different. I mean, a name like Margarita Marie Cheng, being multiracial, multicultural, I knew why that's different. And I embraced it. And I actually like being different. For me, it's so refreshing. I mean, Margarita Maria Cheng, it's just an icebreaker. I am who I am.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, a lot of people feel that way, right? Like that being different is something that's wrong with us, right? When being different can be something that's good, right? Something that sets us apart from the rest. And you know, what was that moment in your life when you can go out there and, you know, do some of the amazing things you have today, you know, co-founding Blue Ocean Global Wealth? What was that aha moment?
Well, I think there's a series of little moments along the way where you're able to have many victories and successes. But I would say I broke away from the large firm to create this firm because I really wanted to deliver wealth management and financial planning to clients on their terms, anytime, anywhere, any device. I wanted people, so much of our industry, I'm talking a lot about our work because we spend so much time at work, but it doesn't really feel like work for me. It's my calling, helping women and people from all walks of life, but with a particular focus on women, feel more confident because so many people talk over people or talk down to people. So I think I had this moment when a boss said to me, he said, Rita, you know, you're really smart, but you're a lousy financial advisor. Your whole problem is you spend too much time listening to people. You spend too much time building relationships, and you're horrible at sales. It was at that moment when I'm like, you know what? I am different from everybody else, and this is amazing. I'm attracting people who've been so turned off by the industry. That was like when a green light went off to me, and I'm like, that's it. I'm out of here.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, sometimes, especially as women who work in like corporate America, right? You know, we get brought down, right? Especially by powerful men. You know, I remember wanting to, you know, look for another job. And one of my coworkers told me, you know, why would you look for another job? You already get paid well as a woman. And, you know, for the longest time, I stayed in there because I believed in that. But, you know, you knew your worth. You went out there and said, you know what? This is who I am. This is what I represent myself as a, you know, an entrepreneur, a financial planner, and that's what I'm going to do. And because of that, you know, you've created such a successful, you know, firm. And, you know, what's your life been like after that realization?
So I believe this is an ongoing process, meaning my life has been a journey and I'm always improving my confidence, and the discovery is ongoing and will continue to be forever. I mean, I think women, we are particularly hard on myself. You know, sometimes I'll just look at myself and I'll have one blemish, and I'm not going to let that one blemish erode my confidence. But I think that it's something that's, you know, we work on every day. And I think that the hardest part is just like, you know, taking that step. But just like with everything, journey begins with a single step. I'm learning to take chances and trust myself. I mean, I'm very introspective, and I'm learning that it's okay to make mistakes. The biggest risk we take is being so afraid of failure. If we're not failing, we're not learning. We're only a failure if we don't learn from our mistakes.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned about failure, because I recently just saw a quote where it says, you know, failure isn't the opposite of success. It's actually part of your success. And I think if people realize that more, they're just more willing to go out there and realize, like, you know, failure is just part of the process, and we just keep moving and moving and moving. I mean, you know, there's so many famous, you know, entrepreneurs out there who failed so many times along the way that, you know, they just kept on going because they believed in their vision and what they're about to contribute to the world. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, you know, this is what has always been my philosophy. A candle loses nothing when it lights another candle. And Thomas Jefferson actually said that. So when I try to lean in and help other women, it's not and light someone else's candle, whether it's colleagues, clients, friends, professionals, I'm not taking anything away from my flame. I think that we all have gifts. And as women, we can have it all, but we might not be able to have it all at once, because what we want and what we need will evolve as we evolve. Another thing that I think is really important, you know, I'm multicultural, I'm multiracial, but I'm Asian. I'm very sensitive and soulful, and I've learned not to take things personally. It's really important to exercise good judgment without being judgmental. And I also think it's constant struggle, meaning as Asian women, there's so many stereotypes. I always try to be honest and direct and respectful. So you can be honest with somebody, but if you're not respectful, you could really hurt their feelings. And you can be respectful, but if you haven't really been honest or direct, that's not very constructive. So I always just really try to live my life of becoming a better person. And that means innovating, creating, and helping more people. The more people I help, and I'm talking about my profession a little bit, that's ultimately satisfying for me.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. I like how you mentioned, you know, saying that we can have it all, but not all at once, because we feel like, you know, it's funny. I just recently saw a movie where, you know, this woman said she had it all, but she was just playing this facade, you know, not to, you know, like she was trying to hide, you know, the real problems she had in her life. And, you know, she finally just said, you know, I don't have it all, and I'm okay with that. And I think that's, you know, a great lesson to learn. Yes, we can have it all, but we may have it at different times in our life. And it's okay if we don't have it all at once. So I really love that you mentioned that. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your firm, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure, absolutely. But before I give that, I just wanted to share my parting words by Lao Tzu. If you are depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. If you are at peace, and being confident is also being at peace, you're living in the present. So if people want to reach me, they can visit me at blueoceanglobalwealth.com or find me on Twitter at blueoceangw.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Margarita, you can also head on over to thetaleofselfconfidence.com and search for Margarita's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Margarita for taking the time today to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Margarita.
Thank you so much for having me, and good luck to everyone.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.